All right, hold on a second, and let me introduce Terry Schubert, who's going to talk a little bit about the CSA.
Okay. So here's the gizmo.
Ooh.
Laser?
Yeah.
Laser in the front. Go back a slide, go forward a slide.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You betcha.
Oh, good afternoon. It's nice to see all these smiling faces here. First of all, I'd like to apologize to Mark and Steve for my tardiness, which seems to have created a little challenge here and slipped me from first place to second place. And since number two always has to try harder, well, I guess I'm under a little pressure here. So, but it's wonderful seeing you all of you here. How many of you are Central States members? Boy, lots of hands out there. It's good to see all of you here. Thank you. Okay, a little bit about Central States, what it is. Some of you may have... Where do I point this?
Anywhere, it doesn't matter.
Where I... Testing his reflexes there. Very good. You beat this guy up. Okay. Central States Association was really an organization of interested canard enthusiasts. Started back in the mid-80s when Bert decided he didn't want to sell plans anymore. Can't understand why he wouldn't want to support a fine bunch of people that want to put auto engines in them and superchargers and put the wings on backward and suck the induction system out the exhaust pipe. And we're just a different sort of group of people. But anyway, we decided at that time it would be good to form our own support organization, and from that came Central States and several other organizations. The one remaining is Central States. There are about 850 people worldwide that are members. And through that, we put out a quarterly communication, 34 pages of mostly original material, reflecting a lot of modification, hopeful some improvements in those modifications. And also, we have different kinds of maintenance things that we take a look at and try to see what kind of problems they're having so that builders that are taking 25 years to build can incorporate some of the deficiencies into their construction. This happens to be our annual fall fly-in, which is held down in western Kentucky. How many of you have been to Rough River before? Ah, very good. That's a fly-in that is really hard to beat any place. If you have any interest in canards, that is certainly the place to go, because there are more of those at that gathering than in any other place in the world that I know of. And last year, I think we had about 65 or so that showed up. And with a lot of flybys and people giving rides, and in general, it's just a wonderful time at a really nice Kentucky park. So if you have the opportunity, you might want to put that on the schedule. It's well worth the time and the trouble to do that.
Date this year.
Number two isn't trying hard enough here. It's the last weekend in September, and I can't give you the date, whatever that is. Roughriver.org. Thank you for bailing me out. We handicapped people have to lean on others for support. This happens to be a picture of Rough River a year ago, and it kind of gives you an idea of what kind of interest there is. Very nice northeast southwest kind of runway here. Nice big ramp space. Usually there's somebody that ends up with a little cooking outfit here. Mike, all I remember is his name is Dust. It's Scorgia? How do you pronounce it? You don't know either. Okay. Anyway, he always puts up some kind of a little cookout thing, and we have some demonstrations going on, a lot of flybys on the runway. For those of you who like to have some kind of a little green space hangout, There's a great woods back in this section in here, dam down here, golf course over here. There are all kinds of nice things to do with that. And they have a nice lodge space, and it's just a great way to get together and get away from everybody. It's the last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in September. And you might want to look into that.
Tent camping also.
Oh, tent camping. Thank you for... Good point. There are only a few tents look like here, but last year there were a whole flock of them. And boy, the going's on. I heard the police got called a couple times last year on what you guys were doing. Just can't leave these easy folks alone in a piece of nylon at night. But anyhow, I would like to invite any of you who are interested in doing any kind of improvements or modifications of your airplane, consider membership in the organization. Its main purpose is for support to you, and there are all kinds of things that have come out from that. This happens to be just typical of one of the things that I did, learning through some other Central States members. It was just kind of a double exposure way of seeing what's really going on inside of your cowl when you're planning and plotting the next modification as to how you can change things. In addition to that, I've been making a real effort to try to get more things uploaded onto easy.org. POHs, the pilot operating handbooks for the long, easy, and the very easy, were no longer available, so they've now been put on easy.org, and Avery's got them set for free downloading. In addition to that, we're also trying to put on some PowerPoint presentations like this with some audio so that you can download some of these modification kinds of ideas free through the internet. So in the wintertime when you're freezing your keister off, well, you can do something other than sitting down and watching television, heaven forbid. In addition to that, we also have a self-sponsored organization called the Travel Club. Those of you from the good old days may have remembered the IVCHC and the Hospitality Club. I see an old-timer back there now. And essentially what that is, it's if you're traveling someplace across the country and you land and you need some kind of support, or if you just want to meet another easy person. That didn't come out quite right, did it? If you want to meet another person who's a canard enthusiast, why, not good. You can look up in the roster. There's a membership roster that comes out every year that lists all these people, and you can get their contact information from there. If you're going abroad, like Gary Hertzler, where are you, Gary? There he is over there. Gary Hertzler and I went to Ireland this spring, and we thought, boy, it'd really be a neat idea to have a kind of an impromptu fly-in at Waterford Island, or Waterford, Ireland. We sent our wives to the glass works, and we had a little fly-in there, met some of the neat, easy flying people from Great Britain and Scotland and Ireland. It was really a good time. So that's a neat thing to do. Also, we started a thing called the Easy Taxi Service, and we were concerned about the number of people who were trying to push the weather to get home so that they could make a flight or get back to work or whatever they had to do. And consequently, people were pushing the last 200 or 300 or 500 miles to get home and flying into questionable weather. Excuse me, questionable weather. With that program, the Easy Taxi Service, this is a deal where people that are within a couple of 100 miles have indicated a willingness that they will drive out to the airport that you landed at VFR, haul you to the nearest major airport that's got airline connections back to your home, and then a couple of weeks later, whenever you pick up your airplane, they'll bring you back to it. So hopefully this will provide some incentive and make people more apt to say, gee, I think it's time to quit flying instead of pushing on and ending up in an accident. Now, since the bottom line is always money, how do you join up? What's the membership? Well, the membership is $30 a year. That gets you four quarterly newsletters and my undying gratitude. Somehow I don't think that really draws much traffic. What do you think? Anyway, internationally, because of the airmail rates and whatnot, that's $35. The dues cover from January to December. There's four newsletters through the year. The subscription is sold by the calendar year. So if you sign up for 08, your first issue will be January 08, April, July, and October of 08. The last issue for 07 is the October issue, and it's held about 2 weeks late so that the Rough River Flying can be included in that. Send all your checks, hardworking young family members, whatever you want to donate for $30, why, just send them to me. Please don't make the checks payable to CSA because the bank thinks that I ought to have some kind of a commercial account if you do that, and that costs more money than it's worth. I don't take any bank cards. But if you're into PayPal and you want to make them any richer, you can do a PayPal thing. That's an extra $3. And that can be contact me on my email there, and I can give you the email information for PayPal if you want to do that. We're just setting that up. But this is me. That's my email. If you want to check on the website and take a look at any of the past issues, an index of the past articles, there are probably 4,400 articles indexed covering the last CSA issues, and they're listed on there. You can just search for whatever topic you're on. There's a tremendous wealth of information there contributed by the whole membership. So if you're new to it and you're looking for a quick way to get up on a lot of people's experience, take a look at the back issues. There's an awful lot there. Okay, anybody have any questions? Yes, sir. Geez, I don't know what Arnie's doing. I haven't seen him. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, in 85 when Bert got out of the plans business, Arnie Ashe, from Davenport, Iowa, is the one that kind of started all of this, and he plunked everybody down under the tree and says, hey, if we ought to be supporting this ourselves. And so he started out, and he did about the first 4 years, I believe, to 89, and then the end of 89 when I took over. He had a rather traumatic family event at that time, and he just felt it was best that he get out. Anything else? Yeah. Yeah, a directory is nice to have in the back of the airplane. If you land someplace and you have a problem, not everybody carries a spare nose wheel or tire around. You can flip open the directory. Hopefully you know what state you landed in. In my case, it might be confusion, but if you know what state, you just open it up to the state, look down the list, and find out who happens to be a CSA member nearby and contact them. And I know at least I've always run out with a spare nose wheel or whatever happens to be needed and help somebody out. So that's always nice to have that kind of support and backup. Thank you. Anything else? Yes, sir. That's it, man. No, I don't have any brochure. That's it. If you want information further than that, you might take a look at easy.org and just go down the side to where it says Central States Association, click on that, and you'll get more information than that. Anything else? Yes, sir. Talk about maybe, I'm not quite sure I understand what you're asking. The taxi? You're talking about the taxi club or the easy taxi? Like if you get weathered in? Well, what would you like to know? I thought I did. Anybody else? I didn't want to take somebody else's time. I'd be happy to go over with you on that later if you'd like. Anybody else have a question? Yes, sir. I have newsletters all the way back through the end of 89. I get them reprinted so that I always have some because there's really a tremendous amount of information there. layouts of the NACA inlet, for example, go back into 1990 is when some of that kind of stuff started. And gear leg fairings that have become recently in vogue in the last 3, 4, 5 years, those were first mentioned and how to do them, I think that was like in 1991. So a lot of this stuff's been around for a while, and, you know, it is a good way to pick it up. Gary Hertzler's method of doing the wheel fairings or the strut fairings is much easier, but, you know, the basic idea and whatnot has been around for a while. Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Terry.